Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. Enjoy the conversation. It's only just a matter of... Welcome to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. So honored to have you listening today. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heightens your awareness of God's very real presence in your life. Well, every month we do a show we call Songs and Verses, and we always pick a particular theme. Well, today we're talking about spiritual warfare. We're going to play some of your favorite battle songs. In fact, I asked on Facebook, what are your favorite songs to go into battle? I bet you could guess the top song that was requested. It's Raise a Hallelujah. We're going to play that in a little bit. Our phone lines are open, and we want to hear from you. We've got a number of songs ready. I've got some clips from Dr. Tony Evans and Priscilla Shire. And what I want this show to look like, I want this to be not only for you listening live today, but for we have a pretty broad podcasting audience. So if you're walking through a battle, I want you to be able to plug in this show and sit back and hear the songs and hear the encouragement and hear the clips to help, just a full hour to help you be battle ready, to stand in battle and stand in faith. So the question I have for you as you chime in, we may or may not be able to pull up a song for you. We're going to try to do that. But the bigger question I have for you is, how have you prevailed in spiritual battle? Maybe you've come through a battle and you've learned some things on how to stand. I know that what you have walked through, someone else needs to hear. If you consider this whole hour as an encouragement to somebody who's standing in battle and needs help of the saints around them, what do you have to share about how you've prevailed in battle? Or maybe you're in a battle and I can pray for you. You know, I always love to do that as well. Phone lines are open, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. You can call or text. You can also email middays at myfaithradio.com. I came armed with 5 DVDs from my book. It's a companion DVD that goes with the book, Your Powerful Prayers, Reaching the Heart of God with Bold, Humble Faith. This is a companion, but lots of people just watch it without even having the book. 6 sessions, how to pray through disappointment, how to pray when you forget who you are, how to pray from an air perspective, how to pray from victory, how to pray with perseverance, and how to pray with eternity in mind. 5 of you will get a copy of this. It's a $30 value, but I just think it's a beautiful DVD. Thanks to the producers. So we'll draw some names. If you want just in on the drawing and you don't want to chime into the conversation, please feel free. Text your address or email your address, middays at myfaithradio.com, or text 877-933-2484. So before we get into the songs and some of the clips, you know, one of my favorite go-to passages around battle is James 4:7. And it's, you hear it quoted out of context. You hear people say, well, just resist the devil and he will flee. Well, no, he won't, unless you take that whole passage in context. And what it says is, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Submit to God is a military term, and it means get back in rank. So we don't have authority unless we're under authority. How do you get out from under authority? Well, lots of ways, being in disobedience, willful sin, attitudes that undermine authority, that God-given authority that God's put in your life, usurping somebody's authority, holding a grudge, unforgiveness. All of these things open the door and give the enemy legal access. He's a legalist, and he will look for legal access. So if you are out of rank because you are a citizen in the army of God, when you're out of rank, then he has access to you. So this is for your protection and mine. Submit to God, get back in rank, then you rise up in the authority Christ has given you. Then you resist the devil, then he has to flee. Submit to God, resist the devil, and then he will flee. I want you to hear a clip. It's a short clip from Dr. Tony Evans about spiritual warfare. And he's talking about a movie that he actually watched that just kind of gave a picture to the reality of spiritual warfare. Maybe you've heard an old C.S. Lewis quote. I'm paraphrasing it, but he says there's 2 errors when it comes to warfare. One is an obsession with demons, and the other is an ignorance that there's a demonic force at all. So you're either obsessed with looking for a demon behind every bush, or you're denying their existence. There's a spiritual world. We have a very real enemy. If you're in Christ, you've got a target on your back. That's what's true. So we need to know how to stand in battle. And Ephesians 6 gives us the weapons of our warfare. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But I'm going to just start by praying for those who are in battle right now. We're going to commit this time. If you're in battle, you put your flag in the ground. You say, my victory comes from God. He will not forsake me. He will come for me. And sometimes the way that you gain ground in battle is just not to lose ground. You hold your ground. You remember what's true, because the battle will not last forever. So, Father, we lift up this time. I pray for that person in battle, that you'd strengthen them, encourage them, give them a verse to hang on to, give them that truth that just resonates in their heart that they know to be true, even when it doesn't feel true. And I pray, God, that you'd interrupt every enemy scheme, every enemy plan. In Jesus' name, pray you turn the table on the enemy like you always do, that we could come through our battles stronger, fiercer, more focused, more wise, sturdier in our steps, and the enemy will be sorry he ever messed with us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's listen to that clip from Dr. Tony Evans.
One of my all-time favorite movies involves a man who had to make a choice. He had to choose between the physical, visible realm that he knew and this invisible realm that he did not know. And the choice came about when he understood that this invisible realm was actually controlling what was happening in the visible realm that he lived in and was so accustomed to. This movie, The Matrix, challenged Thomas Anderson to make a decision because he understood what the real world was. There are two worlds, the physical world we live in and this world behind the world, the spiritual realm. And the principle is simply this: everything visible and physical is controlled by something invisible and spiritual. And therefore, if you want to change the realm that you know, then you must draw from the invisible spiritual realm that you do not see, because everything visible and physical is controlled by the invisible and spiritual. He had to make a choice, and so do you. We're in a battle, a spiritual war. But unless you know how to access your spiritual resources, in this case, the armor of God, that he has given us to equip us to fight in this world from that world, you cannot know spiritual victory. And God has called you to victory. He's called you to be like Thomas Anderson. He's called you to be the one through whom he demonstrates the power from up there, when executed down here, shows that up there is greater than whatever you're facing right here. Guess what? You are the one.
That's Dr. Tony Evans talking about spiritual warfare and that it is real. I'm Susie Larson. This is Middays. It's a different kind of songs and verses. We're talking spiritual warfare. You're a little quiet. I do want to hear from you. Have you prevailed in battle? What did you learn? What helped you stand? Because what helped you is going to help someone else. We've got five copies of my DVD. It's a companion DVD. It's just beautiful, I got to tell you. Six sessions that you can watch without having the book at all. Five of those to get into your hands. You can enter the drawing, texting or calling or emailing 877-933-2484. So the most requested song for battle is this one, Raise Hallelujah by Jonathan David Helzer. Let's listen in.
Yeah.
going to pause here. You're listening to Middays, and we're doing a songs and verses around spiritual warfare. I want to hear from you. You're a little quiet today. I really want to hear from you. I know you've had to prevail in battle. Tell me how. In fact, Gail's checking in from Cambridge with a story of how God helped her stand in battle. Got 5 copies of my Your Powerful Prayers DVD. Just enter the drawing by texting email 877-933-2484, or you can email middays@myfaithradio.com. Call with your stories. We're hoping to encourage every person who's in battle right now. We'll be back in a moment. Thanks for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson, and it is another edition. We do this once a month, Songs and Verses, and the theme this day is spiritual warfare. Really want this show to be an encouragement for those who are in battle. We've got a list of songs. You can suggest your favorite battle song. We'll try to pull it up if we can. But what I want to know from you and hear from you is how you've prevailed in battle, because somebody's listening today who's in the battle. You've got some wisdom to share. We've got some songs to play, some verses to share, and a few clips to share as well. Can I hear from you? We've got 5 DVDs of Your Powerful Prayers to get into your hands. They're $30 value each. And I love this DVD. I think it's just beautiful. Would love to get your name in a drawing. If you just want to enter the drawing without chiming into the conversation, you absolutely can. Just text 877-933-2484 or email middays@myfaithradio.com. Gail's on hold from Cambridge. Gail, thanks so much for calling in. You've got a story to tell.
I do. And I was doing pretty well anticipating speaking with you today, and then you played the song. You played the song just before your voice came on. Mm. Oh My Soul, I think is the name of it.
Yeah.
And that is the song that touches my heart. And so now I have to get back on a focus here so I can talk without crying.
It's okay.
So I went through really difficult situation for the last year and a half. I've gone through a lot of loss, and it's been very tough. I had some things in my life that I enjoyed that brought me joy, and they're gone. Mm. And what I've learned from listening to Faith Radio, that was what saved me through all of it. What I've learned is that joy comes through Jesus. It doesn't come through necessarily through things that we think bring us joy in our life. And that's been my ongoing struggle, wow, to work through that. I'm not saying I, you know, have a lot of wisdom about all of it, but I'm learning, and it's a struggle. But with Faith Radio right at my fingertips, and I often listen at night when things are, you know, things get pretty sad.
Gail, you say you don't have a lot of wisdom, but I hear a lot of wisdom coming out of your mouth, just that joy is found in Jesus. And, you know, seasons come and seasons go where we do have loss, and then he redeems certain things again. But those seasons remind us that he's our steady force. And so I hear great wisdom. Thank you for that call. Lord, I just pray for Gail that you would redeem and restore what the enemy has stolen. But I thank you in the middle of it all, she's found a deeper joy in you. Would you bless her, God? Surprise her with your goodness, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
One thing I think might help you listeners who are struggling as I did for many, many months. I only came to Jesus a year and a half ago.
Hmm.
And during that period of time, I thought I was walking in the deepest, darkest place I ever knew in my life. And what I learned to do is to follow Jesus. I would imagine myself walking behind him.
Hmm.
And that really helped me a lot, too.
Yeah, you're so precious. I know we've got some calls coming in. If you want to get in the drawing, you can either email, text your address, or wait on hold till they can grab your address. But I so appreciate you calling, and thank you for contributing today.
Thank you, Susie, for everything you do.
Mm, bless you, dear one. All right, we've got Carissa from Colorado who's got a need. She's right in the thick of the battle. Maybe we can all stretch our arms up and pray for our dear Carissa. Carissa, it sounds like you have to be out of your home today, and you don't know where you're going tomorrow. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, I don't. Well, I have to be out tonight, and I don't know where I'm going, and I'm just really, really sick. And I feel like God has told me that He's going to provide, but I'm struggling to know what my part is and how to rest and how to work and trust.
Well, Father, we pray for Carissa. Lord, we lift up our dear sister to You, and we thank You that You are an ever-present help in times of trouble. And I pray, God, that You would even now move on somebody's heart to open the door for Carissa, to give her a place to stay. And Lord in heaven, we pray that You would deliver her from this illness. Would You turn this season around and replenish and restore her beyond her wildest dreams? We ask You, God, for a miracle. We ask for intervention, and we ask for provision in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, God. Amen.
Thank You, Lord.
Thank You so much.
Bless You, dear girl. Keep us posted. Tell us what happens, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. We're gonna play a song while they process these other calls called I Belong to You. And this, just listen to the words here, especially if you're in a battle, what the enemy can't do. You know, he is after to steal, kill, and destroy. We have a very real enemy. And as I said, as Christians, we do have a target on our back. But there's some things he can't do. And this song sings about it. Let's listen in. Love that song by Iron Bell Music, The Enemy Can't. You know, when you think about David and Saul, they were in the same battle, but David was on God's side. God was on David's side because Saul was out of rank, out of the will of the Father. In that same battle, Saul grew weaker, David grew stronger. When you are submitted to God, you're following Him. No demon in hell will succeed at coming against you. We are in opposition, definitely. Life can be a battle, for sure. But you are submitted to God. You will rise up victorious, and you will come out of it stronger. You will, you will. Do not give up hope. We're doing a show today on spiritual warfare, taking your calls. How have you prevailed in battle? Your wisdom is something somebody needs today. Caitlin is checking in here from Brooklyn Park with a story, I believe. Hey, Caitlin, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi. So I just felt like I needed to call in, and it was like, oh, there's the airs are kind of quiet. And I was like, well, I guess I'll call in. So, yeah.
What's your story?
So for a while now, I had been struggling for, I want to say like 4-ish years now with an addiction to pornography. So, and I just, there's a lot of stuff that's just happened. I tried to quit, I think, 3 separate times, and God has just really revealed to me of like how He sets us free.
Yeah.
Like the first time, I tried on my own power, you know, like I wanted to do it my way. I didn't want to tell anyone about it. And that obviously didn't work because, like, you need to do things in God's power.
Yeah.
The second time, I kind of was like, okay, God, I guess this is, it's a problem. And I could see that. And I was like, okay, God, I need You to get rid of this for me. But, like, I wanted to address like the symptoms of the problem. Like the problem itself wasn't the pornography. It was like my heart and where my heart was. So like when I went to God with that, I reached like your willpower runs out after like 4
yeah.
months.
Mm-hmm.
That's what studies show. And I just hit that 4-month point, and it would be I'd be right back to where I was. And like this third time now, everything came to head and I was like, okay, God, like this isn't working. Like, I just need to give it up to you. I'm not going to, clearly something is wrong in my heart and I need you to show me what that is. I'm just going to, like, obviously this pornography is a problem. And I actually ended up going into counseling for it, which actually was like one of the best decisions ever. Because, like, my counselor was just a gift from God. Like,
she understood
me. She offered no condemnation for anything. She was in my corner just like I knew God was. And I just, my way about going with this was, like, I need to, like, love God first. I have a bunch of issues that I want solved. But, like, Lauren Daigle, her song, Help Me Want the Healer More Than the Healing, like, that's what I needed. Like, there was a lot of stuff that was getting wrecked in my life, but I knew that I had to go to God first, and eventually that would get solved by following God.
Caitlin, you are so precious. I wish I could wrap my arms around you. And my sense is that you've got some trauma in your past that is pointing you and that has pointed you in that direction. And I love that you're at counseling because that is where healing is going to happen. If we could grasp the affection, the compassion, the kindness in our Father's eyes for those of us who are broken and hurting and need the healer, need the deliverer. I can just sense God's love for you, Caitlin, so strong. And can I just pray for you right now?
Absolutely.
Lord, I just thank you for my dear sister, Caitlin, and her courage to call about this issue. I pray you pour out your spirit on her in a fresh new way. I pray that she'd have such a vision for her life that she'd throw this thing off and never look back, and she'd step into all that you have for her, and you'd actually give her a platform to speak to women who deal with this issue in the shadows because it's so typically a man's issue, but it isn't anymore. I pray you'd not only set her free, you'd make her fierce and bold and give her a voice to speak freedom to many others. Give her a vision, God, for where you're taking her, for what you're doing in her life. And I just thank you for her courage. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So proud of you, Caitlin. I would love to get you this DVD. If you want to text your address or email, if you're interested, we'll get you in the drawing. Well, thank you so much for calling today. I'm so proud of you.
All right.
God bless you, sweetie.
Thank you.
We've got other calls on the line. We're talking spiritual warfare, how to stand in battle. I want to hear your story as well. 877-933-2484. It is a Songs and Verses Day, so we'll be playing some songs as well. We'll be back in a minute. Tuning into Middays, I'm Susie Larson. Every month we do something called Songs and Verses around a particular theme. Today it's about spiritual warfare, and it's kind of a unique angle because I want so much for this to be a show, not only for our live listeners, but our pretty huge podcast audience. For the people who are walking through a battle, they can listen to this show start to finish and feel themselves strengthened and encouraged. So if you've got a story of how you've prevailed in battle, do call in. We've got 5 copies of my DVD, Your Powerful Prayers, to get into your hands for a drawing. You don't even have to chime into the conversation for that. Just text your address or email, 877-933-2484. So Trisha had said one of the ways that she stands in battle is she gives gifts to ministries that help her. She just said it breaks a stronghold of kind of control in her life. Esteban from Connecticut says, I look at it as I'm always going to be in battle as a sinner, but I know the only one that's always in my corner and I want to follow that person. That person is Jesus. Can I get an amen, Esteban? Awesome, awesome word. All right, we've got Laura calling from Forest Lake. We'll take that call, then we'll play another clip here if we can. There we go. Laura, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Well, and you? Thanks for calling in.
Well, my story, well, actually, I've known the Lord for a long time, and I have had a lot of things I've had to stand against, but I'm going to choose the one that, for me, has really changed it all. The Lord, I feel, has always given me a word to stand on. Either I go to the Bible and I find it, or I feel like he whispers it to my heart. But everyone knows about Hurricane Irma, so that's the one I'm going to discuss. I have a house in Florida. It's a little rambler that my children who are in ministry rent from me, and I have 5 grandchildren that live there. Mm. And when Irma came, she was supposed to hit on the east side of Florida. And as I began to pray for it not to hit Florida, it's everything I said, it went the opposite of what I was praying and asking God for. And it was kind of scary because God was always, I always felt like God heard me when I would pray. And so then it actually got to the point where it was on the west side, which is where they are in Bradenton, and it was supposed to go right up by Tampa. And the strange part was, is my step, or I'm sorry, my son-in-law, he wasn't taking them and leaving, and I was just beside myself. So I was up in the middle of the night and talking to God about speaking to him and talking God's word back to him. And then when I got up at 4 that morning to get ready for work, there was a message that they had left. So I was like, oh. But I felt like God had spoke to me about the angels holding back the wind. And just it was just very different. But long story short, it didn't touch the house at all. It was very miraculous that Bradenton really even didn't get much at all. But the house was spared. They had no insurance, so that they would have lost everything. But it was just this amazing thing. And even there's a radio station down there that somebody posted a picture of the radar over Bradenton, and it was shaped in a heart where the clouds were shaped in a heart, and Bradenton was in the center of it, but it didn't get any of that bad weather.
Wow.
So from that point forward of praying and seeing God do something so amazing, I just trust him so much more for really big things.
Very good. And that's a pretty big thing. Laura, thank you for sharing that story. I appreciate it so much. God bless you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. So I'm going to play a clip from the film War Room. If you haven't seen it, you must see it. And this is Priscilla Shire's character. She's got a husband who's a workaholic, way into his looks, way into his himself. And he was kind of abandoning his family, treating his wife with contempt. And she is led to the Lord by this fiery woman of God, this older mentor woman. And Priscilla starts learning, her character starts to learn how to stand in battle for her marriage, for her family. And she kind of realizes, I'm in a battle, but I've been given authority. Wait till you hear how she stands. This is how it's done, folks. Let's listen in.
I don't know where you are, devil, but I know you can hear me. You have played with my mind and had your way long enough. No more. You are done. Jesus is the Lord of this house. And that means there's no place for you here anymore. So take your lies, your schemes, and your accusations and get out in Jesus' name. Daughter, and you sure can't have my man. This house is under new management, and that means you are out. And another thing, I am so sick of you stealing my joy, but that's changing too. My joy doesn't come from my friends, it doesn't come from my job. It doesn't even come from my husband. My joy is found in Jesus. And just in case you forgot, he has already defeated you. So go back to hell where you belong and leave my family alone.
Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. That's from the film War Room. Go see it. I mean, rent it. Get it on demand, however you need to see it. And if you've seen it, see it again. I'm Susie Larson. This is Middays. We're doing a show on spiritual warfare. I see the calls coming in. Be patient if you can, because Carissa's doing the best she can. We're playing some songs. We're playing some clips about how to stand in battle. Yes, we have a very real enemy, but you know what? It's not even an equal fight, because God has no rival. Overwhelming victory belongs to us because we belong to him. Here's a song by Michael W. Smith. This is how I fight my battles.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded. surrounded by you. Hey. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. 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 It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight.
That helps you get your game on. I'm Suzy Larson. This is Middays. We're doing a songs and verses show on spiritual warfare, how to stand in battle. We don't hunker down and just cover our head. We stand up in faith because God has given us a victory. He's given us the armor. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. We're also taking calls from you, learning how to stand, because what you have to say may very well encourage someone else. We've got five DVDs of mine. This is probably one of my favorite DVDs because the producers did such a beautiful job of just scenery and music and scored music. And I love it. So five of these are $30 value each. You can text or email to get in on the drawing. You don't even have to chime into the conversation. 877-933-2484 or email middays@myfaithradio.com. Marilyn's calling from Maplewood with just a battle strategy. It sounds. Hey, Marilyn, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Okay, thank you very much.
We can't hear you, Marilyn. I think I don't know if are you on speaker, Marilyn?
Oh, no, I'm not. Hold on just a minute. Okay. The situation, my situation is, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Is that I was, I ran the battle.
You know what? We have to stop, Marilyn. I think we have to try to have you call back. I'm so sorry, but the connection's really bad, so we can't hear you. It's very muffled. So we're going to maybe pause on that, but want to hear from you, Marilyn. If you're able to call back, we'll prioritize your call for sure. Ashley's calling from Texas with a story, a testimony of how she's prevailed in battle. Hey, Ashley, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Suzy. I just wanted to take a moment real quick to let you know that about 3 years ago, I was on my way to work, and I swapped over to a station that I never really listened to, and they were playing your show, and something just lit up inside of me. And so I wanted to share that with you, because what it turned into was, I just started immersing myself honestly in your show and in Faith Radio, and it has set me on a completely new direction. So I just wanted to say thank you real quick for that.
That's amazing. Yeah. Were you in Texas when that happened?
Yes, I was in Texas on my way to work, and I heard you, and I got to work, and I was like, oh my gosh, that just encouraged my heart. I mean, it was so wonderful. So I started looking up. about your show and about Faith Radio, and I immediately got the app on my phone. And when I tell you that I have it playing constantly, I listen to podcasts, I listen to interviews with authors, your show, I mean, it is just, it edifies my life so much. Mm. And so
wow.
I wanted to tell you that real quick.
Well, you've given us a great word of encouragement. So thank you, Ashley. All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So your story, okay. Tell us. Yes.
Yes. So my story is that my mother struggled with addiction off and on throughout her entire adult life. And so it was something that we grew up in, my younger brothers and I. And it was just, it was something that we prayed over for her, prayed for her healing, prayed for her deliverance, just so much. And unfortunately, this spring, my mother passed away. Mm. And it was really, you know, sort of our worst nightmare. That wasn't what we were hoping for and wanting. But what I want to tell you is that we were on our way back home to Georgia. I'm from Georgia, and we were on our way back home so that we could have her service. And I had to prepare her eulogy. I was going to deliver it. And as you can imagine, I was sort of a mess. You know, I was like, how am I going to do this? And we're going across I-10 in the middle of nowhere, Louisiana. My husband was driving, and I just had a moment. I got in the back seat of the car. My one-year-old baby boy was in his car seat, and I just pulled my Bible out. I got down on the floorboard in the car,
wow.
Set my Bible out on the back seat, and just had about 30 minutes of intense prayer. I mean, just intense crying out to God. I was like, I'm sure my husband thought I was losing my mind, but I'm crying out to God. I can't do this. I can't, you know, how do we do this? And just all of that. I'm going to tell you what, something inside of me, obviously I didn't hear him audibly speak, but he spoke to my heart and made it so clear to me after about 30 minutes of just reading his word, reading over his promises, reflecting back on his faithfulness. And it was this word that he spoke to my heart that said, okay, it's over. No more. This generational addiction,
wow.
This generational bondage is done. You get up, you go back to Georgia, you deliver your mother's eulogy, and you use this opportunity to talk to the other people that are going to be at that service that are also struggling with addiction. I will turn what the devil meant for evil into good.
Hmm.
And
I have holy goosebumps. I'm telling you, Ashley, fantastic.
Well, it has just been amazing. And throughout this, of course, family and others are, how are you so strong? It is not me. I mean, I'll just tell you, it is not me. It is absolutely the Lord. And when I feel the attack coming on, I get in his word. I mean, I just open up his word, and I just start reading over his word. And you know what? It might sound silly, but I open up his word, and I walk through my house, and I go through every room of this house, and I just pray his word over this house. And I just pray that the devil, that any spirit that's here that is of him be removed. And I just pray that God, that his Holy Spirit will take up every square inch of this home.
Mm.
And, I mean, I just pray. I mean,
yep.
that is truly my strategy.
Amen.
For warfare. I pray and get in his word. And when I do that, I truly have that peace come over me that surpasses all understanding. And I feel like I can stand, and I can stand firm because I know that the Lord is at hand.
Ashley, preach it, girl. And I'm also one who marches around my house with the word in my hand. That's your sword, babe, and that's our weapon of offense. So I love it. I'm blown away that you heard us from Texas. I'm not even sure how that happened, but I am so grateful to know you. You have to call us back and keep us posted on how you're doing, okay? Thank you for sharing
sure.
that story.
Thank you.
You're a fiery woman of God. I like you.
Thank you,
honey. Thank you. God bless you. We got to pause here and take a quick break. I see a couple more people on the line. It's Songs and Verses today, talking about spiritual battle, how we fight our battles, how we stand in battle. We're going to hope to get a couple more clips and songs in if we can squeeze those in. Hope a couple more calls as well. Don't go away. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson, and it is a day of songs and verses. We do this once a month. Our theme is spiritual warfare, how to stand in battle. Mary has been on hold. I missed you, Mary. I'm so sorry. I did not realize you were there, and you've been so patient. We're getting you a DVD for sure for holding. Sorry about that. Goodness gracious. Right. I'm so sorry. Not sure how I missed you. Good to have you. What have you learned about battle?
Thank you. Well, it's been a long journey, I just wanted to reach out to your listeners that are really strong-willed and strong, think they have to do it themselves, that's my wiring, and has been hard worker, if there's a way to do it, I'll get it done, and I think Satan picks up on all that and has used it to his advantage, and I was oblivious to how much I was trying to do it all myself. And after illness and multiple losses and struggles with my son's health, and anyway, I just want to encourage folks that it doesn't have to be so hard. You can just say help.
Yeah.
Jesus, help.
Amen.
And simple prayers like that, he's there. He's right. He's one little help away, and it really is the condition of the mind and the heart of thinking we have to do it all, and now we, with the access to so much information at our fingertips, it really does, it can lead us down roads that don't necessarily have to be led down, and you don't have to go down, and so that's just, I could spend hours talking about all the different things that I've gone through, but I think the most important thing here is that I want people to hear is just surrender, and it's okay to just not be able to figure it out.
So
it's
good.
Like Jesus knows.
He does.
You know,
that's
Jesus
so
knows.
Good. Mm-hmm. Chip Ingram, I was interviewing him. I've interviewed him a number of times. At one time he said, people ask him what's the gateway to personal revival? And he says, you may be surprised, but I would say surrender, that we need to let go. We're white-knuckling so much, and we don't need to have all the answers. But when we start to let go of things, Romans 12, offering your bodies as a living sacrifice, you don't have all the answers. That's when his spirit comes in and starts to revive the soul. And I just think it's beautiful what you've said, Mary. Thank you for your patience. I'm so sorry
thank
I
you.
Missed that call.
Sure.
Thank you. It's worth it. Worth the wait to hear from you. Bless you, honey.
Thanks.
Yes, God bless
thank
you.
Thank you. Bye.
I don't know if you've ever read This Present Darkness, but it was a book, Frank Peretti, many, many years, 20-something years ago, at least, maybe 30. It changed my prayer life. It just gives you this glimpse into the spiritual battle that, goes on overhead, that our spiritual battle is very, very real. And there was this scene where this beaten-down pastor, a small church, just so beat up, and he's on his knees, and he's head down on the pew, just crying out to God. And there was even a scene where the enemy had set up a woman to come and try to, bait him into sin. That didn't work because he was a godly man, but he was so defeated. And he's kneeling down, and the way the author describes it, you see the church light on, so you're getting a view from outside the church, and he's in there crying out to God, just so defeated, I cannot do this. And you see this leathery winged creature flapping his wings, just getting toward, zeroing in on that window, going in for the kill. And my heart is beating faster, going, no, he can't take another blow. Don't let this happen. I'm praying for this fictional character. That's how you know that's good writing, when you're praying for the characters. But all of a sudden, this white winged, unbelievable, amazing angelic force swoops in before this demonic creature gets through the window and bats this thing and sends it hurling into space. I literally threw the book across the room. Didn't mean to, but I'm like, whoa! It just went flying out of my lap. And I'm like, and I had to bring my breathing down. I was so excited. But it is such a picture of warfare. I mean, it really is. When you read about Ephesians 6, the weapons of our warfare, Ephesians 6:16 writes about the shield of faith with which you are able to extinguish every fiery dart of the enemy. That phrase, which you are able, the translation is dunamis, and that's where we get the word dynamite, which means you are able, you employ explosive power when you say no to the enemy. I often say your shield is your no and your sword is your yes. Your shield is to say, no, you don't double. You can't have my family. You can't have my career, my community, my children. And the sword, so the no is, oh no, you don't. I mean, the shield is, oh no, you don't. The sword is, oh yes, I will. And this is my weapon of offense. I'm taking stuff back. I think it's so important that we understand the shoes of peace, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit. This next song I want to play, just have time for a portion of it. It's called The War Is Over. And what you need to hear, first of all, you might have been in a battle, and this is God saying, I'm changing the season. This song is for you. But it's also for you if you're in a battle for your identity and you're a Christian. Well, that war is over. Jesus paid it. And there's some things we keep contending for, but he's like, I already paid for that. Now it's just time to believe for it and to walk in it like it's true till you know it is true. So let's listen to The War Is Over. This show encouraged you today. Love joining you every single day. We'll meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this Middays with Susie Larson podcast. These conversations are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. To avoid missing future editions of the show, subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of Middays with Susie Larson.